Era Show. It's the Michael.
Exactly. Welcome back, Hawkfest 2008. Mike and Rob and Buzz, and my headphones died right before we went on the air. Let's see if we can get everybody to get all charged up. Buzz, do a little. Do you have a microphone, Buzz?
Sadly, I do not.
Gee, Buzz, you might have wanted to ask somebody about that before we came out here.
That's a good idea.
Buzz doesn't have a microphone, and he didn't ask anybody.
Here's the microphone.
Thank you.
All right, we are on.
Wow. Unbelievable.
It's a crazy
Everything
day.
Just crapped out at the last second. We are back. We are listening to music from the Bad Influence Band. Also,
they're great.
We're going to do some giveaways. But before we get started, we want to bring the guys up from Motorcycle Riding Concepts. And you know, I was saying to Beth Ann during the break that we should do some giveaways. Not only are we going to have prizes during the show today,
we have prizes
for the best in show, also the biggest piece of S bike. The King of Queens,
right?
Which is the biggest grit with the hottest woman on the back of it.
That's right.
We are also going to have random prizes, and I'd like to do that right now if we can.
Hey, prizes.
We're going to do a little giveaway if we can get the tickets. I'm going to go over to the WJFK tent for a second here.
Let's go on over to the couch.
And we're going to do a little giveaway. We're going to give away, is it a Zener or a Zyner? Zyner. A Zyner leather badass briefcase. Is this Dennis from Crazy Jane's Custom Cycles? Is this like the one that you gave me the other day?
Just like the one.
This is seriously
nice.
A badass
that
briefcase.
Is really nice.
This is the briefcase for the biker that has everything. And we'll go over and pick out the winner. Do we have the drawing here? All right. This person is going to win. If you're here, that's fine. If you're not here, you win anyway. So if you're listening on the radio, turn your bike around if you're headed out of here. Or if you're on your way,
and thanks,
drive
Sam.
Faster. The winner of the briefcase, it is Terry Quiram.
Oh, really?
Terry, where's Terry? Are you over there? Come on, Terry, get your ass over here.
Terry Q.
Terry is from Springfield, Virginia.
And you know what he told me earlier, Mike?
What did he say?
Quaker Oats was the right thing to do. And the
ladies
right
and gentlemen, Wilfred Brimley is here. Terry, how are you?
Very good. Very.
You're
good.
From Springfield?
Yes.
Do you need a briefcase?
Absolutely.
Oh, this is, look at this. You get it right here. Look at that. That is a badass briefcase.
Look at the tread on the side.
That is a briefcase. You take that into the boardroom if you go to a boardroom, and that just says, if you don't agree with my proposal, I'm going to kick your ass. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you very much.
All right, my pleasure. I'd shake your hands, but my hands are full right now.
Mike doesn't like
all
to
right,
touch
this. All right, are we going to bring the guys up from MRC for their little demonstration? Let's bring them up the hill right now. We're going to see them. Where are they hiding? They're somewhere around here.
They lurk at the bottom of the hill.
All right, yep. Anytime they're ready.
And thanks to everybody.
Are you waiting for my cue?
For coming out today.
That's Mike. Yes, go for it. Go for it. Here they come. All right. Now, what are they going to be doing for us, Jesse?
They're just going to demonstrate some basic fundamental skills, the least of which is turning your head and looking where you want to go. That's the key to riding a motorcycle.
Okay, let's get this mic'd, Buzz. Very good. So basically, when you're trying to turn a bike around, you've got to point your head in the direction you're going.
Right. You notice he's not looking at the ground. He's not looking down in front of him. He has his chin up, and he's looking where he wants to go.
So anytime you're riding this, as opposed to like looking down at the ground and pointing, that'll get you on the ground pretty quickly, right?
Well, you're behind the motorcycle then. The motorcycle's really riding you. You don't have that chin up, and you don't know what's coming next.
How heavy are these motorcycles he's using to demonstrate with?
The motorcycle that he has there is about 900 pounds.
Now, I notice if you're turning, when I saw you guys do this the first time, they turn so tightly you could almost hear that little foot plate. What's that called, the skid plate or whatever?
Well, the boards. They call
the
it
boards.
Dragging the boards.
Dragging the boards is kind of okay, right?
Well, people kind of like it. It's kind of cool.
It's kind of cool.
You know, I have one piece of advice for them. Let the clutch out slowly.
Very slowly.
Now they're coming up with two guys. Let's get that mic'd, Buzz. Very good. These are two guys from Motorcycle Riding Concepts. Be careful, Buzz. You don't want to get. Did the Renegade Pigs just try to push you out into traffic?
I'm trying to mic it and live.
What can you do? They're law enforcement too, Jesse.
That's right.
And now they go, these guys are pretty good. You'd think they did it for a living. But I'm kidding, of
the
course.
The turns are so tight, it would be almost impossible to push a bike that
and
tight.
And we're actually going to bring up three and put three in there at one time.
You're going to put three guys now? I mean, how much space do they have in this cone? Is this the kind of circle that you have when you do it at MRC?
This is a pretty tight little course here,
yeah,
because of your
tight
parking lot.
I heard the first scrape. I love that sound.
We actually start the students out on a much larger circle and build their confidence up. But by Sunday afternoon, they're working with a circle just like this.
I don't think I could do that circle, and I've been riding for a little while, and I'm not going to try today.
Pretty
I'm going to tell you that right now. I am not going to try. Now we're going to bring three of the guys up here?
Three of them up together, and it's all the same fundamentals. It doesn't matter how many are in the circle. We've actually put six in the circle before.
I heard the scrape. I love the scrape. And these guys are good.
They're turning their head. They're looking where they want to go. A lot of friction zone there. They're working that throttle and the clutch, all important. Head, eyes, clutch, brake, throttle, and posture. The fundamentals to ride any motorcycle, from a mini bike all the way up to a full dresser or a Honda Goldwing.
Now they're doing what looks like a figure eight.
Right. They're just kind of a little follow the leader maneuver in there. And we're going to give you some slow riding, too. That's a little bit of kind of turning radius turns. But they're going to come up to the top here. We're going to move a few of these cones and show you how slow the motorcycle can actually operate.
When will they be bringing coming up with the naked women on the back of the motorcycles?
I think that's after the show.
After the show, that's going to happen. Here they come. Give these guys a nice round of applause so far. Man. Now, as far as, Jesse, as far as people that want to do this, that want to learn how, this is for anybody, right? This is for guys that have ridden for 20 years or people that are just starting, right?
Absolutely. We start you out with the basic fundamentals, get your confidence up, get your skills up to where you know how to do this.
Oh, hold on. We got to get out of the way, Jesse. What are they doing now?
And this is going to be a slow ride demonstration.
They're in the straight row together.
Winner of this one is the slowest one. You notice they're all, when they start off, their feet are on the boards, but they don't come off again.
Oh my God,
no,
this is amazing.
No feet on. Is the last one standing.
So these are guys that are just going as slow as they can and without putting the bike down, and they're crawling along, and most people would already have fallen.
Most people would already have both feet down, that's for sure.
They're creeping with their feet off the pavement.
Officer Harris seems to be leading, but that means he's losing. He's also the biggest guy, isn't he?
He is a big guy. We call him Stretch.
It's tough for the bigger guys, isn't it?
Actually, it's not, because the same fundamentals apply no matter what size you are, male or female. The fundamentals.
All right, man. Yeah, that is awesome.
Don't lose your balance.
Oh, that is incredible. How hard, seriously, how hard is that? I mean, you're on a 700-plus bike, 700-pound-plus. These are about 750 pounds, right?
About 800 pounds.
About 800 pounds, and they're basically not moving. They're not putting their feet on the ground. That takes a little bit of doing.
But, Mike, like anything else, it's practice, and it's practice with the confidence and the skills and the little tricks of the trade that teach you how to do this.
And anybody can do this. Now, if you're, here's a real good question for you. If you're on your motorcycle and you're on the job, you're on duty, you're patrolling the streets, and you see somebody that's on a motorcycle, like in heavy traffic, doing what they just did, do you pull them over?
Well, that kind of depends what's happening around them.
That would be the fair aforementioned enough naked woman on the back of the bike.
Oh, I'd pull that one over.
Okay, are we done, or are we doing anything else here?
We can do as much as you like or as little as you
like. One more trick, and then we're going to wrap it up.
Okay.
What will be done now?
He's going to jump five school buses.
We're going to watch Jeff balance the motorcycle. You'll notice that the motorcycle is off. His feet are off the ground. The motorcycle's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
You can walk around him. You'll see light under it. Jeff is just sitting there on the motorcycle.
I like that. So he doesn't have his feet on the ground.
No, it's completely bad.
All right, hold on.
Nee, 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 nee.
Don't do that.
Nee, nee, nee.
Danny Noonan. This is pretty neat.
Balance is important.
I saw Elvis do this in a movie.
What do you think? Pretty cool, ladies and gentlemen?
How about these guys, huh?
He's standing up.
Motorcycle.
Rob Spiewak used to ride a horse that way. A big round of applause for all the guys from Motorcycle Riding Concepts.
Yeah.
You stick around a little bit later on. We will be giving a free session from MRC Concept, Motorcycle Riding Concepts.
Wow, do
we
it.
We will be giving that away, so you'll be able to do it too. We gave away the briefcase and it went fine, BA.
I know. I was there.
Thank you very much. I didn't see you there.
Have you introduced her?
What?
Have you introduced
her? Ladies and gentlemen, executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show, Beth Ann McBride. All right. Let's sit right down. It's time for the Hollywood Hot Sheet. And do we still have food, Beth Ann? There's Buzzy's right back.
We do have food, as a matter of fact.
Let me put my headphones on, huh? No, I'm fine. No, I'm doing a little radio show.
Can I hold your mic?
No problem. No, I'm fine. Do I need something to drink? Yeah, I'd like a scotch on the rocks, please. Let's get right to the Hollywood Hot Sheet. Here he is, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thank you. Hey, Mike, you're going to like this one. Today's lead in the Hollywood Hot Sheet, Rosie O'Donnell and Fran Drescher together in TV's whiniest sitcom. Are you ready for another Fran Drescher?
I didn't hear you. I was putting on my headphones. Sorry about that. What were you talking about?
I said there's another sitcom coming. This one's starring Rosie O'Donnell and Fran Drescher.
Well, since we don't have access to the instant replay with the sound effects, let me offer this.
Well, and you know how I love the voice of Fran Drescher.
I know. I'm not sure whether I can do it. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Fran.
All right. Motorcycle stunts. Isn't it wonderful?
It's lovely, isn't it,
Ladies
Fran?
And gentlemen, George Michael. There he is. George Michael from Wham. Right there, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't he marvelous? Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Two of television's most recognizable voices, to put it mildly, are coming together in a TV show, Rosie O'Donnell and Fran Drescher.
Rosie O'Donnell. I mean, you know, she can kiss it.
She, you know what she is, Mike? She's irrepressible.
I'm just looking at Mandy. I'm sorry. How old are you, Mandy? You're 20?
20.
When will you be 21?
You know, until you're 21, Mike can buy you beer.
Are you?
But only until then.
Do you have any idea how much law enforcement is here? Shut your mouth, please.
It was only a joke.
Mandy, Buzz will talk to you later about the whole Buzz Babe thing. It's a chance to win cash and prizes.
Going to be a special 21st birthday.
And you shouldn't drink beer. I never do.
20 years old. Good Lord, I feel old right now.
You look old.
I look old. Thank you. I look my age.
Rosie,
I'm happy about that.
Rosie and Fran are developing a sitcom called The New 30. The New 30.
Is that Rosie's dress size?
Drescher is 50 years old.
I think that Fran Drescher has battled the big casino. I have a lot of respect for her. I think she's got an annoying voice, but Rosie O'Donnell, I think, is piggybacking onto Fran Drescher, and I think that sucks.
I get it. Piggyback?
Piggyback.
Fran says the new show is kind of like Sex in the City, but we ain't getting any, she says.
Why is it cloudy? It's not supposed to be cloudy today.
These are not clouds.
No, it's not supposed to be cloudy at all. And incidentally, wasn't it supposed to be like a progression of warm weather all weekend? Didn't the weathermen cheat just a little bit? I know we've got a fairly beautiful day in Fairfax today, but did not the weatherman, didn't Tom Curine, middle of the week, say it was going to be 72, then 76, then 80, then 81? And today he said it's going to be 70, then like 70 tomorrow, and then 72 and 74.
Mike,
what?
The Baptist minister said we should be thankful for this day.
I am thankful. You should think about that, too. The place that you broadcast to, Mr. Atheist, every day is next to a house of God.
God, dear.
Did Shania Twain's husband leave her for another woman? That's
you know, I get so distracted every time the motorcycle's
coming. I hadn't noticed.
A shiny vroom vroom went by.
I'm sorry. I really do. Every time I hear a bike, I got to turn to the left. What were you saying? And I don't mind you repeating yourself.
I don't either. Okay. Shania Twain's husband, did he leave her for another woman? That's the question.
That's Jeff. I know the name of that guy. That guy's name is Jeff Mutt Lang.
Robert Mutt Lang.
I thought it was Jeff.
Mutt is the... No, that's Mutt and Jeff. That's an old cartoon that only Rob remembers.
Shania's real name is Jeff.
It's Robert Mutt Lang.
That's right.
And this is the guy that was the record producer that was responsible for her entire success. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Okay.
And you and I will never know what it's like to be with Shania Twain even once, but this guy, there's a guy out there that got to be with her so many times he actually got bored with it and went somewhere else.
I have a neat idea that I want to try right now. You're about halfway through this Hollywood Hot Sheet. Am I right about that?
Let's say that.
All right. Seriously, are you about halfway through it?
We're on the second story, but that's fine.
You're not towards the end of it, so I'm not
nowhere near the end.
I'm not doing this too late. By a show of hands, who would like to be a guest panelist right now, right out of the crowd? Who would like to panel? Sir, you were the first person I saw. Come around here.
In the red shirt?
In the the purple shirt over there.
Dusty Rose.
Do we have another chair? Is there another chair lying around anywhere?
My chair.
Can we get another chair? We can get a chair? He might need a microphone. I'll just go to him if we can't get another microphone. Uh-huh. Come right over here, sir. We're going to get you a chair. Just here we go.
Well, here's
just move
chair.
This table out of the way so he can guest panelist. Come on now, everybody. This is so easy. Even monkeys could do it.
What is this man's name? Do we know?
Well, let's get him to sit down first. Hi, what's your name, sir?
Mark.
Mark, where are you from?
Mark. Manassas.
Mark, you listen to this and you go, anybody, any monkey can do this, right?
Yep.
So we're going to panel, and the way it is, it's very simple stuff. You know, Buzz just reads this garbage, and we comment on it. It could not be more easy, all right?
Sounds good.
All right, Mark, we're going to do it. Welcome to Buzz, Rob, Mike, and
Hi, Mark.
Here we go.
So, Mark, the alleged other woman in this whole Shania Twain triangle thing, she denies that she is, in fact, the other woman. She says there's been no affair.
Now, let me tell you something, Mark.
So if anybody asks you.
I think this Mutt Lange, as far as Shania Twain is concerned, Mutt Lange is the sole reason that Shania Twain is Shania Twain. I don't know if he goes back to getting her teeth fixed because she had horrible teeth. But the fact is that this guy made her career. I mean, he's an amazing record producer, don't you think?
Yes, he did.
Thank you, Mark.
He's good, Mike.
He's fantastic. I think he's a natural. Anything else you want to add? I mean, it doesn't. If you don't know anything about Shania Twain, are you a fan, first of all, Mark? Are you a fan of Shania Twain?
No, she's fine.
She's fine.
She's
very
fine.
Good.
So
all right.
The other woman. She's fine.
Now, listen, here's the deal. I just came up with another idea. After the second story, if you're not delivering, you will be fired, and I'll bring somebody else in here, okay?
No problem.
So you got to bring it. You understand what the rules are. It's going to be fine. Next story, Buzz.
Mark, do you like the Amy Winehouse?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, guess what? This Winehouse is haunted.
What?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Even the silliest and craziest tabloid stories like this could possibly be true if they're about Amy Winehouse. British tabloids say that Amy fled her London home this week because it's haunted.
Hello, I'm Amy Winehouse, and what I smell like is a big piece of cheese. It's been left out in the sun.
What's the matter with your house?
The house is haunted.
How do you know?
I know it's haunted. Don't question me, bollocks.
Who are you?
I'm Amy Winehouse. I'm skinny. I got tattoos. My boyfriend's incarcerated. I got tattoos.
What are they?
I got heinous tattoos all over my skinny white ass.
What's with your hair? Tattoos.
My hair is a weave.
And
I've got a big bouffant weave. What do you think of that, Mark?
It's a weave. Where do we go buy the crack?
Pardon me?
Where do we go buy our crack?
Where do we go buy our crack? Thank you very much, Mark. You're fired. All right, let's go. That was a nice step. Thank you very much. Next, show of hands, who would like to guest panelist? It was tough. Yeah, no, not you. No, I'm not bringing in. What's his name?
Tab Patterson.
Tab Patterson. You with the Yankee hat? Do you want a guest panel?
Sure.
You got to take the Yankee hat off on this show.
What?
Or turn it around backwards. Otherwise, you can't panel. It has Yankees on. All right, sit the hell down.
That's a good, smart look, sir.
Very good. Thank officer you. Is leaving. Fairfax County officer leaving right now. Motor squad. Salute. Oh, big chopper just went by. I'm sorry, I've got ADD when these motorcycles
are
around.
Well, the day is all about motorcycles.
What is your name, sir?
Chris.
Chris, you ready to panel on the Hollywood Hot Sheet?
Roger that.
All right, Roger.
Jesus Christ.
Roger that. That's not a good start as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, all Jesus right. Christ, I'm Roger that in my Yankees hat.
I can't hear you, Bethann. You need a microphone. You're saying that. I have headphones on.
He was in Smear Factor, and I remembered.
What's Smear Factor?
It's a promotion we did on the old show.
Okay, Vegas. Smear Factor. All right. What did it entail? I don't remember.
Bag on head.
Smearing.
Crap.
Oh, white. Smear Factor. Okay, I remember that. All right. So it was a very nice promotion.
Wow.
You were very brave, weren't you?
Yes, I was all weekend.
Wonderful. All right. Are we in the middle of the Amy Winehouse story or are we at the end of it?
We are, Amy, and the name of your ghost is Henry. Henry.
Hello, Henry. Henry, because you're a ghost, do your olfactory senses work? Can you tell that I smell like cheese?
It's not chasing him off. Right. Henry was a child who died in that apartment before Amy lived there. And
hey, look, it's a dog walking a Tom.
According to her, it's taken over
Tom Gavin
and brought other bad spirits with it. Oh. Amy has even told her friends that the ghosts are scratching and harming her.
I don't suppose this would have anything to do with the heroin that I'm doing all the time.
Who are what? You?
I thought that mixed well with the weed.
What?
I like the guest panelists. I didn't they get a good rhythm. Were you asking me who I was?
Yeah, who are you?
I'm Amy F.M. Winehouse.
That's right.
Very good. What is your name again?
Chris.
Chris, very good. It's going swimmingly, don't you think? One more story for you.
Thought his name was Roger.
All right. Huh?
I thought it was Roger.
Roger?
Roger that.
Roger that. Okay, thank you, Roger.
Chris, did you
That's always so helpful when we're in a moment like this. There he goes. Shecky Spiewak. What's next, Buzz?
Chris, did you ever think David Cook and David Archuleta would be getting along this well at the end of this week?
Oh, sure.
All right, give me the microphone. You're fired. Thank you very much. All right, that's good. Nice job, Chris. Thank you. Show of hands, who'd like to be our next guest panelist?
Next.
Next, you, sir. Have a seat. Come right over here.
Come learn about Hollywood.
Now, he looks very confident. He looks very good. What's your name, sir?
Dan.
Dan, take a microphone.
Come learn about Hollywood.
Dan, where are you from?
Frederick.
Frederick, thanks for that. You coming on a bike today?
Yes, sir.
Good man. All right, welcome to HogFest 2008.
Crash course in the business of show.
Dan, this is the Hollywood Hot Sheet. Listen and learn, and feel free to jump in at any time.
Will do.
David Cook's making an album now, of course, and when asked what kind of album it will be, he said, and I quote, a good one.
He's a very mellow guy. I think he's grounded. I saw the post interview where he said he doesn't want to make more of this than it is,
right,
that he could go back to being nothing after it was all over. I think he's got the right attitude and the right perspective on this. What do you think, Dan?
I think he has a bigger head than Rob.
Physically.
Physically.
That's good. That's a good observation.
That is a good observation.
I'd like to see him in a helmet.
He has a very large
head. He probably looked like he has an acorn on his head as well.
Do you remember seeing his baby picture on Idol?
Incidentally, Tom Gavin Riding Concepts is demonstrating how to walk a dog right now. Yeah, this isn't too distracting, Tom, while we're doing a show, but have fun. Enjoy yourself. Tom?
He's scaring me.
Let's move on.
Yes, let's move on. Tom has distracted me once again.
David Archuleta, meanwhile, is making contingency plans in case his music career doesn't pan out.
Mm-hmm.
He says, and I quote, "I really want to make an album and see how it turns out, and if music doesn't go as far as I hope it would, I still want to complete my education."
Oh, look, it's David Archuleta.
David
everybody.
Archuleta, ladies and gentlemen.
Make a big hand for David Archuleta.
I really hope. Thank you so much. Gosh, what a real thrill to have everybody here at Hogfest 2008. Listen to all the loud motorcycles.
How's your father?
He beats me every day.
And what else?
He also puts peanut butter on my body.
And then?
And then he takes me upstairs and he leaves me in a locked room where it's all dark and I hate it.
And anything else you'd like to say?
No, I'd like to say, Dan, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. You enjoying yourself? It's good. Good
times. Who
are you? I'm David Archuleta.
Hi, David.
I should have won the effing show.
Language, David.
I want to say right now, David Cook is a mongoloid a-hole.
No, you boys play nice.
I don't like him, and I wish he was dead.
How tall are you?
I'm 3'9".
That's very short.
And I'm 17 years old, and I want candy, and I want to lose my virginity.
And lick your lips.
And lick my lips. And flare my nostrils when they're about to vote on me. I'm David Archuleta. Daddy, give me more candy. Daddy, don't burn me with a cigarette.
Here comes your father, and he's got a cigar.
Daddy Archuleta, don't burn me with a cigarette where people can't see.
Your papa is here.
Papa Archuleta.
All right, Buzz, we're done.
I don't know who these naysayers are who said it was over for American Idol and that the ratings were tanking. Who are these people anyway? Because American Idol's early numbers show that this year's season finale scored a bigger audience than last year's.
Doesn't surprise me.
How about that?
They had a last-minute kick, don't you think?
I don't see how it's possible. The show this year just wasn't working.
Do you watch it at all? I mean, do you watch it on a regular basis?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Would you go back and watch it again next year?
The beginning. The early sessions.
So you like it when the idiots are on.
Okay, the Tom Show.
But as far as the real competition, you're not into that, right?
Nah.
Okay.
What's your favorite program?
My favorite program?
Yeah, what show don't you miss?
2.5 Men.
Figures.
Right. Give me the microphone. Thank you very much, Dan.
We've lost another panelist, ladies
and gentlemen. It's a gay show. That is a sucky gay show, the Buzz Wall. Well, you don't watch that, do you?
I TiVo it, and then I don't watch it.
Show of hands, who would like to hear the opening intro to 2.5 Men?
Wow.
No, wow.
Tad
wow.
Patterson.
We're
like
not
here.
Doing it now.
Back slowly
we're
to the
doing,
door.
We're not
back
doing
slowly
it.
To the door.
I don't want to do this outside anymore. I want to retreat to the safety of the studio.
We have time for one more?
We got time for 30 more. I don't give a damn.
31, by
it's
the way.
The Memorial Day weekend holiday. I'm starting early. Incidentally,
nope. What?
Did Mr. Dukes come back? Now, why are you telling me to speed up? Your microphone's not on.
Hello, it's on now.
I can't hear you unless you knock.
It's getaway day, Mike.
I thought Mr. Dukes was bringing back some daddy juice for me.
At 5 o'clock.
Oh, 5 o'clock?
Yeah.
Oh, so he's only a half hour late.
5:30, man.
Funny thing happened on the way to the store.
Okay, go ahead, Buzz.
Richard Dreyfuss is playing Dick Cheney in the new movie W.
Fantastic. I love Richard Dreyfuss.
As Dick
in a
Cheney?
Gateway.
Yes.
Richard Dreyfuss as Dick Cheney.
Wait, there's more to it in Rob's case. He really is gay for Richard Dreyfuss.
Don't you remember that I've always felt that Richard Dreyfuss and I would be really good friends if he would meet me?
Well, ever since you yelled at him on the streets of New York. We were in New York City.
That's how
this
it
is
started.
A true story.
True.
We were in New York City. We're in a limousine. Rob sees Richard Dreyfuss on the streets of Manhattan. You leaned out the window. What did you say?
He had just gotten a show. It would go on to run about 4 episodes, but he'd just gotten a show, and
CBS.
I said, Richard, welcome to CBS. We are co-workers now.
Because Rob, this is how Rob thinks. Rob thinks that he and Richard Dreyfuss could be very good friends.
Don't you think?
He thinks they have a connection.
How many of you, by a show of hands, think that Rob Spiewak is totally deluded?
Wow, that's like everybody.
I'm impressed with my audience. They know the word diluted. That's good.
I'm surprised they're awake.
All right, Buzz, what do we got?
The movie starts filming later this month. Josh Brolin will play W. Elizabeth Banks will play First Lady Laura Bush. W's parents, George and Barbara, will be played by James Cromwell and Ellen Burstyn.
You mean senior? No, that James Cromwell is the Babe Pig in the City guy.
Yeah,
right?
He'll be good. I think he'll be good.
Be fantastic as George Senior, right?
You seen the pictures?
Go through that list again, please.
Okay, again, that's Richard Dreyfuss, of course, as
bad.
Dick Cheney.
No, good.
Like,
very
no,
good.
No, you just you could. It's just because you like Richard Dreyfuss.
He would like you too, Mike.
I don't think he would be a good Dick Cheney. You need somebody more
meaner.
Evil.
Josh Brolin plays W. Elizabeth Banks is First Lady Laura Bush.
Who is Elizabeth Banks?
I only recognize the name. Do you have any idea?
I don't know. I know I've seen.
Does anyone here know who Elizabeth Banks is?
Sir, come over here. We don't know. Who's Elizabeth Banks?
Step forward.
Maybe we'll get a little picture on it. You're Oski from Summer of 42. That's an old reference. That's for all the old people that are here, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you taking offense at that?
No, you shouldn't. It's a compliment, man.
Handsome devil.
Elizabeth Banks, please to enlighten us.
She is the hottie freak from 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Hottie freak from 40-Year-Old Virgin.
She is trying to seduce Steve Carell kind of last few
Gets drunk in the car?
No, that is the wife of Judd Apatow.
Okay.
Elizabeth
I'm
Banks,
to say hottie
she's,
freak.
She's in the bathtub near the end.
Oh, okay.
No, that's and she gets a little, like, loopy, though, right,
she's,
when they're driving?
She's drunk, too, but the driving
I know who you're talking about.
Blonde,
okay,
yeah.
I bet she plays
a drunk scene as Mrs. Bush, too.
Again, we all know she's been loaded the whole administration.
Have you seen the pictures of Josh Brolin in makeup?
No.
As W, it's eerie. They've
really?
Done such a good job.
All right, we'll give it a shot.
Oliver Stone's movie W comes out in October just before the big election.
All right.
And Lisa Simpson, a former crush of mine.
Yes.
Yardley Smith, who does Lisa's voice on The Simpsons, has filed for divorce from her husband of 6 years, and that's Daniel Erickson. Daniel is Yardley's second husband. Together they have no children. And by the way, all the folks on The Simpsons now want $500,000 per episode to
well,
do
my
show.
God, how long has that show been on the air? They deliver. Give them a little slice of the pie, I say. Why not?
Coming up in the final buzz, John McCain plays the age card on a man who has sex with cars. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Buzz Burbank,
there
ladies and gentlemen, there he is right there. We still have on the show coming up, we will give away a jacket from Patriot Harley-Davidson, a free session from Motorcycle Riding Concepts, a pair of men's motor boots from Ariat International, also a pair of women's boots from the same company, and we will be picking our hottest bike or the best in show. Right, best in show,
right,
king of queens, which
right.
is the nicest looking woman that's with the ugliest guy,
right, right.
The let me see,
hottest
I've got
biker
here.
Babe,
hottest biker babe, mm-hmm. and one other that I can't remember, but it doesn't matter because my paper's covering that. This drives her insane.
It does.
She will not let me go to commercial break. Hottest, the piece of S bike.
That's bad, right?
I wish I could say the real word. The piece of S bike. That's coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.